Sundell Construction. How can I help you?
Hi, Joseph. It's Laura with Local Splash from yesterday about the Google listing.
Yes.
Hey, did I get you at a good time?
No, yeah, I can talk. We do want to do it, yes, for $250 a month.
Okay, perfect. It's going to take me about 10, 15 minutes to process everything. Let me get your information first. Joseph,
okay,
spelling J. Go ahead.
One other thing, though. So I want it set up. I own the company. Like, it's all my name. But I want my secretary to do 90% of the managing of it. Like, you know, like, all the calls and everything from it, okay? Is that possible?
Okay, yes, of course. So what I would do, I'm assuming the card you're going to use for payment is going to be under your name, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I'll get your information and put it on the account, and then I'll get her as an authorized user. And then
okay.
She'll be the point of contact. Okay, so let
okay.
me get your info first. Then Joseph, spelling is J-O-S-E-P-H, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your last name?
Gonzalez. G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
Perfect. Gonzalez. And then what is your email address?
It is. I need to look that one up.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
It's Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A, dot, Lonesome Dove, at gmail.com.
Okay. Give me one second. Okay, spelling of her name, did you say it was C-I-E-R-R-A?
S-I-E-R-R-A.
S-I-E, okay. That's what I got wrong. Okay, perfect. And now, the number that you want your clients to call you on, is it going to be this number, the one that ends in 4133?
Yes, it will be.
Okay, and what number do you want us to call?
I will give that to you. It's 530-949-7420.
I'm going to repeat that. 530-549-7420.
949.
949. Okay. 7420.
7420.
Okay. All right, and the company name is Lonesome Dove Construction, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I... The address that you're going to use, is it going to be a home address?
Yeah, the building
okay.
Address, yeah.
I'm showing
so
a 2-1...
Will we be able to change it?
Yeah.
But how changeable will the address be? Because, like, in 4 months, we're going to be getting into a new office, so we will be wanting a different address listed.
That's fine. So the way it's going to work is we're going to get you verified with this address. Now, I'm going to hide, because if it's a home address, it'll probably be better to hide the address so you don't have, you know, random people going to your home. But when you do update the address, you can just call us or you can do it on your dashboard. So it's very simple to do it.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
For authorized users, which is going to be the point of contact, I'm assuming it's going to be Sierra, correct?
Yes, Sierra.
And what is her last name?
Doro, D-O-R-O-H.
O-H?
O-H, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
We want to, so, how specific can I get?
I would say, you know, I mean, just kind of, you can be as specific as you want. You know, if there's something specifically.
So, T-post fence and metal welded fence.
metal. Can you repeat that one more time?
T-post fence and metal welded fence or pipe fence. It's more commonly referred to as pipe fence.
Okay.
And excavation, grading, dirt work, land clearing, concrete, and ditching.
Okay.
And metal fab, like railings, or stairway railings. And that's all I can name off the top of my head.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. Now, I want to make sure the only one that I'm not sure if I got right is going to be the first one. Did you say key post fence?
Yes, like barbed wire fence or steel fence, barbed wire or wire fence or mesh, like steel fence.
Okay.
There's three different categories of fence, but they're all made, like, really similar. But it is, so if somebody looked up barbed wire fence, we'd do that. And then if they looked up steel fence or wire fence, we would do that, too.
Okay. Okay, I got it. That's good on that end. Okay.
And
now
mobile welding. Mobile welding would be another one that we do offer that.
Okay. Now, for your onboarding call, they do call you within an hour window. It's about a 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. What does your availability look like tomorrow? Or Thursday or Friday if need be?
Thursday or Friday would be better for me. Tomorrow, I can't make it just an hour tomorrow. Thursday around same time, I can make it just an hour.
Okay, let's do Thursday between 3 to 4?
Yes.
Okay, I'll email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. So I'll have you down there for Thursday between 3 to 4. Now, is your business licensed and insured?
We are waiting on approval on our landscape contractor's license. And we have a fictitious business statement. You don't need a business license. In Cottonwood, where we're located, you don't need a license.
Okay.
We're waiting on approval for the contractor's license, and we are currently attempting to get insurance. We don't have it yet.
Okay.
We're fairly new, but we're attempting to get it. We expect to have insurance and a license within 3 months, 4 months, by the end of the year for sure.
Okay. Now for Facebook, do you currently have a Facebook page, or would you like us to make one for the business? You do have
one. We have one.
Okay. Okay. All right, and are we doing a website for you as well?
Do you charge extra, or how does that work?
I can include it at no extra cost.
Yes, but will we be able to edit it? Like, if we want to add photos to it or a description?
Absolutely. So when you have your onboarding call, we go over all of that, and you can give us the photos that you want to put on your website.
Okay, but like in 6 months down the road, if we wanted a new photo up of some new project that we did, would we be able to add that in ourselves fairly easily, or would we have to
Yes.
you?
You would be able to put it in your dashboard, and we can put it in on your website.
Okay, perfect. And if you could make one, that'd be great. We don't have one yet.
All right, no worries. And then for how far do you typically go out for work?
35 miles, 40 miles.
Okay.
An hour from Cottonwood is about the furthest.
Okay, so I put 40-mile radius. Now, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
Like office hours or just business operation hours? Because they change.
It would mainly be hours that you're going to take calls, because that's when they're going to see you're open.
Monday through Friday between 8 and 5.
And then weekends closed?
Saturday open. Saturday 8 to 5. Sunday closed.
Okay. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, you said it was going to be under your name, right?
Yes.
Now, does it show Joseph Gonzalez, or is there a middle initial?
It shows, one second, I think it says Joe Gonzalez. It says Joe Gonzalez as all, so J-O-E Gonzalez.
Okay, let me update that. And then question, I tried to send you a text message yesterday with my office line and direct extension. It's showing on my end it didn't send. Did you receive it?
One second. I think I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, okay. Just wanted to make sure because that's going to be our office line. That's the number we're going to call you from.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the billing on the card, is it also the Black Lane Cottonwood one?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
Debit. Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
4815-8209-6980-9142.
And then when does the card expire?
0829.
08 of 29. And then what is the security code?
556.
Okay. And then security question. This is going to be a question we ask you every time that we call you. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick
okay.
either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And what city is that?
Cottonwood.
Can you spell that for me, please?
C-O-T-T-O-N-W-O-O-D.
Oh, perfect. Cottonwood. Okay. I wasn't sure if I heard that right. Okay. Got that down. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is the voice verification, which is going to be on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. So if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me. You will get everything through text and through email before we get off the line. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Lonesome Dove Construction.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Gonzalez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we will also call you from the 877 number, which is our office line. Now, do you agree
okay.
to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 20th and the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're going to be receiving a few automated text messages and emails. I'm also going to send you Can I get your credit card info one more time, please? It did not save on my end. I'm sorry.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
4815-0209-6980-9142.
And then it expired, you said it was 8 of what year?
29.
And then the security code?
556.
Okay. Okay, now it's in there. Now, let me refresh this. Okay, so you're going to be receiving automated text messages and emails. I'm also going to send you a link to a YouTube video. It's telling me that it's an invalid account number. Expiration August of 2029 and security code 556?
Yes.
Okay, let's try one last time the card number, please.
Okay. Or I'll just try a different card here. All right, it's a different card.
Does it show Joe Gonzalez?
It says Joseph G.
Joseph. Okay. Joseph, and you said just G, the letter G?
Yeah, Joseph G. Gonzalez.
Okay, let me put that down, Joseph. Okay, G. Gonzalez. And then address is the same one, the Black Lane?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number.
4400-6619-4156. 7395.
And what does that expire?
0829.
Okay. And then the security code?
308.
Okay. Let me update that. Okay. Let's do that. This is so weird. It's declining this transaction. I think it's a good idea to try the card that we were trying originally try to do the card numbers one more time just because that's a different code that it's pulling up. So let me,
try changing. It might be a different billing address. We can try it one more time with the same billing address, but otherwise the card might be under a different billing address.
Is this the first card that we used or the second card under the different billing? Okay. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to do this. So we're going to try the first card then again, right, which is going to be Joe Gonzalez on it. What is the billing address on that card?
1555 East Street. Redding, California.
Okay.
96001.
I do see it. Okay, so let me 1555 East Street. Okay. Six zero zero one. Okay, and then the security code on that one was 559. Was that correct?
556.
556, and the expiration was August of 2029.
Yes.
Okay, and then the card numbers one more time.
4815-8209.
Hold on, let me repeat that. 4815-8209?
Yes.
Okay.
6980. 4-2.
Okay. So. All right, so let's update that. Okay, that's done there. Okay. Let's go here. Okay, it looks like it's going through. It probably was the address.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me.
My old office address still.
That makes sense. So that probably is why it pulled up the code, especially since the numbers were right. Let me send you the YouTube video that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to get your login credentials to your dashboard as well right away. You'll be able to log into that. And then let me make sure you're receiving. Okay, I did send you over that link, so you did get it. Question, when we have your onboarding call tomorrow, are we going to be having it with you? So you want us to call you at this number, or do you want us to call Sierra at her number?
What is the onboarding call going to consist of?
That's where we're pretty much going to go over everything, you know, how you want it to look, pictures, what you colors you want the website. It's really the whole onboarding process.
Can you have it with Sierra, and can you change the time?
Yes, I can.
Is 5:30 acceptable?
We close at 4, so the latest we have is between 3 to 4. The earliest we have is 7 to 8.
7:30.
They do call within the hour window, and it's not at the halfway mark. It would be more of 7 to 8. I can put closer to 7:30, but I can't guarantee anything.
That's fine.
Okay, so 7 to 8 tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then all the emails have already been sent out to you as well as the text messages. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
No, I think we're good.
Perfect, then. Well, thanks so much. You have a good rest of your day. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.